Previously, on part one of Todd and Preston's Drive Time Chat, number four.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our vehicle. Sit back, relax. Quick little shout out to everyone on Hilton Head Island. What did you learn this year at DragonCon?
That I am not quite as interested in the personal lives of actors as I might have ever imagined. Yeah, because of the strikes that are going on right now, they couldn't talk about the shows. Questions were literally things like, how do you take your coffee? There's not such a thing as a bad year of DragonCon. I did try to go to some fan panels. The Amber Chronicles. A trivia panel on Marvel and DC. Starship Smackdown. Blood Feud. The Parade. The Cosplay Comes to You. The Trial of Benjamin Sisko. A variety of entertainment. It's an awesome event for 4.5 days of entertainment.
Come see Brendan Small talk about the Metalocalypse. Dan Castellaneta come and talk about, you know, all of the things that aren't Homer Simpson. Come see Conan O'Brien spin his ring on a desk. Come see Maisie Williams just be goofy. I would do that. One of my favorite memories at cons. Kevin Conroy used to do everything. I am vengeance. I am the knight. I am Batman. One of the best panels I ever saw was Bulk and Skull from Power Rangers. They went and got pies and threw them at each other during the panel.
What they showed, kind of like an E.T. knockoff.
Mac and me? Let's watch this terrible E.T. ripoff. They try to kill this disabled kid 3 or 4 times.
Holy crap. Yeah, you're not kidding.
Then he gets launched into a McDonald's. There's a dance party. No, they shoot the kid. The Walmart explodes. Things that I watched during my vacation. This little Agatha Christie send-up, which is A Haunting in Venice, a Hercule Poirot story.
Spoilers.
The ghost accuses someone at the seance of murder. One of the greatest shows is a cartoon by the name of The Venture Brothers with their own feature film. Picks up right from season 7, but it all works.
Dr. Mrs. the Monarch. It was the cleavage outfit, if that narrows
anything. Yes. Tell us about Oppenheimer.
The movie is 3 hours long and it feels 9 hours long. Why then take this music and just blare it like crazy to where you can't tell what people are saying? I don't get it. This was a movie that was trying to win Academy Awards.
And now, the conclusion.
Let's learn about your opinion of the new Ahsoka series. It's something that I've been kind of on the fence about watching. I haven't really dedicated, you know, time to it, but I hear good things. Do you think the same, or are we all just living in the hopes and dreams that one day Star Wars will be good again?
No, it is definitely good. In fact, I would say that it's the best thing that's come out for Star Wars in a while. And I know that there are varying opinions about that, too. Like, some people just love Andor. Some people might have loved Obi-Wan Kenobi. In fact, I think Dave loved Obi-Wan Kenobi. I've been quite a bit disappointed with Star Wars lately. I don't know. The storylines and some logic problems and some pacing problems have just really not impressed me lately. And I think you were talking about the Mandalorian season 3 before we got on air. That one I vaguely remember being good, but maybe not great, and apparently forgettable. Actually, now that I'm talking about it, I'm starting to remember bits and pieces of it. I think it was fine, but maybe not quite as great as the first 2 seasons. But anyway, Ahsoka is probably the best thing that's come out in a while. It is good. One of the things I've complained about TV lately is that it hasn't been very episodic. And it's not that I mind a continuing story arc. In fact, I kind of prefer it, but I still prefer like this episode to be about this thing and this episode to be about this thing and this episode to be about this other thing, but still some connective tissue. Well, Ahsoka has actually had a couple episodes like that where you could say, oh, this is the episode where A happened and this episode is where B happened. In some ways, Ahsoka is kind of like Rebels season 5. That by itself is not a bad thing, but there have been moments where it has distracted away from Ahsoka. For instance, I think they're up to episode 6 now, and episode 6 was definitely very guilty of this. Ahsoka is in the first minute or two of the episode, and then the rest of the episode is about other characters, which is just weird, but also kind of consistent with what Star Wars has been doing lately, because that's been some of my complaints from some of the other shows is they go off on these weird tangents for whole episodes at a time. And it's just, it's distracting, but overall definitely well made, interesting. I do like the characters. I do feel like there's a little bit of pacing problem, and I'm not the only person who has said this online. I've heard it from other people. I think they could kind of kick up the speed a little bit, but for the most part, it is good. I do like the overall story direction, some of the side characters, the performances of Ahsoka and the Rebels characters. So if anybody loved Rebels and you want to see, well, of course, I'll blank on their names in the moment. Oh, Hera. Oh, the Mandalorian girl. Why am I blanking on her name? Chopper, the droid. If you want to see them, they're definitely in it. If you want to see the ship, the Ghost, that's in it some. If you want to see a new character that was literally introduced in the last few seconds of the last episode of Rebel, that character is in here some. If you want to see Jedi stuff, it's in there. If you want to see not exactly Sith stuff, but I guess you could say dark Jedi stuff, it's in there. And I don't know if this is a huge spoiler or not. There is a character, a villain who was in Rebels, some of the classic legacy novels, and maybe even in the Clone Wars. I can't remember. But that character is finally in some of the later episodes of Ahsoka so far. There have been some lightsaber battles, droid stuff, kind of weird metaphysical aspects of the Force involved. There's been a little bit of everything. So it's definitely been interesting. I think one of the arguments I've heard online is, does it have too much stuff from either Rebels, Clone Wars, or both, such that people that did not watch those shows, would they be lost? And I honestly don't know, because I did not watch Clone Wars, but I did watch Rebels, so I do kind of know some of the stuff that's going on. But yeah, it's definitely good. So I'll stop rambling in case you have any specific questions or if I'm going too far with spoilers so far.
No. I think what I want to know, if we're back on track, right? Like Mandalorian season 3, I feel like it was hard for a fan like me because it was inconsistent. There were ups, there were downs, and it wasn't anything amazing. But if you think that this is us back on track, we're going back uphill again. We're building back up to something. Star Wars is going to be good again, which I feel like most Star Wars fans have been trying to get to for a while, at least in the live action space. What are your thoughts on that?
It is definitely good. I definitely feel like it's a bit of an upswing, but because of those little frustrations I mentioned, like the pacing problem and just other little annoyances, it still feels like stylistically Star Wars is in a weird place. The things that are coming out now just don't feel like the classic movies, which to a certain extent they shouldn't. Things change over time. But it does feel a little bit like even when it's good, the magic is a little bit gone, if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, it just doesn't hold the magic or the sense of imagination that it once had. Sometimes it feels like it's kind of sort of checking off boxes, maybe. But for the most part, yes, it's good. It's on the upswing. I think if they continue to do things this good, I think, yeah, we might be back on track. But who knows? Because one of the other things about the Star Wars universe is it tends to jump around in time frame and also in setting and tone. So whatever we get next in Star Wars could have less Jedi stuff and be from a different time period, and maybe go back to focusing on Clone War stuff or, you know, the clone troopers. And then it may be not even interesting enough for me to check out in the first place. Or if I do, I might not be impressed. So I think Star Wars is just one of those things where I guess maybe we just need to adjust our expectations and realize that it's going to try so many different things. And maybe it should, because it's such a broad universe, that some things are just going to hit for some people and some things aren't. So, yeah, I don't know if that totally answers your question, but...
No, I feel like that was a great recommendation. That was what I was looking for. Well, wonderful. With that, did you know that yesterday was the official last day of summer?
I think I did see some people saying online that today is the first day of fall. So, yeah, I kind of lost track of that, but that does sound right. I think it is usually, September 2nd, right? Or 22nd, I mean.
Yeah. And so with the arrival of fall, and it is now officially spooky season, what do you, Todd Willard, look forward to in spooky season? Do you have any traditions, any movies that you break out? Is there like stuff that you do for this time of year that is really great in your geekdom? Or is this just the one time of year where you're like, you know, pick me back up at Christmas?
Yeah, the last thing you said. you're going to hate me for this, and some of our listeners might too. But yeah, Halloween season is just a non-thing to me. I've already mentioned several times before, I'm not into horror movies and stuff like that. Halloween, even as a kid, I don't think I got into it that much. I think I might have dressed up for Halloween maybe two or three times. And then after that, I was just like, I don't know. It's just not my thing. So
you didn't even go for the free candy.
No. I mean, as a kid, I probably did eat candy and maybe more than I should have, but maybe not as much as the rest of the world. I guess I've always been maybe a little bit picky about candy. And so the idea of going and getting random candy from strangers wasn't as good as just saying, this is the kind of candy I like. Mom, can you get this kind of candy for me? Sorry. I guess I'm a killjoy in this category too. I don't mean to be.
You're fine. You're fine. It's, you know, it's fine. I know not everyone is, you know, David S. Pumpkins, you know, drop me off at the Haunted Mansion in Disney World, you know, when I die, so I can join the millions of other spooky people that have all been, you know, sprinkled around the Haunted Mansion. I'm not really going to do that, but that is a thing. But yeah, no, this is one of my favorite times of year to sit around and rewatch The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror from episode 1 to now episode 33. It has always been a great time.
Do they do one of those per season?
One of those per season, yes. You know, with the World Series or with baseball, they sometimes can get it on Halloween or the week of Halloween. Sometimes they can't. When the show was a much bigger deal, they always kind of got it on or around Halloween. But now it's just, if it's Halloween, great. If it's like the first week of November, great. Whenever you get it, you get it, right? Yeah. But it's something that we get. It's always a treat. The golden era of The Simpsons, when they still had Twilight Zone episodes they could steal from, and, you know, classic horror movies they could steal from, were all great. And, you know, even the more recent ones are still pretty good. They're not as good as the classic ones, but, you know, that such are the rose-tinted glasses of nostalgia. It's a wonderful time. I highly recommend it. If you have the Disney Plus, watch it. If you don't, you can get it other places. We're not going to say here where they are, but you can get them. There's a whole laundry list of movies from the Universal classics all the way down to, you know, the one cuts of the dead for me and going to the drive-in with Joe Bob. So like this is my time of year. You know, I'm in my prime and I've yet to begin to fight. Yeah. So this is just a wonderful time, but, yeah, no, if you're not really into the spooky stuff, then I don't know. Maybe there's like a good fall movie that you kind of keep your eye on, or, you know, maybe watch something for Thanksgiving, or do you just kind of eat until you explode?
No, I'm trying to think. I don't really have any movies or custom rituals, anything I do for this season. Thanksgiving, that's usually just me and my parents, to be honest. I don't have any brothers and sisters, and one side of my family is so small that we don't get together, and then the other side of my family is just big enough that it's kind of like several families in one, and so everybody kind of does their own separate thing. And so, yeah, Thanksgiving for me and my parents is just like any other time. We might get together for a dinner or lunch or whatever. So, yeah, sorry, again, guess I'm a killjoy in this category.
You're fine. You're totally fine. Like, if this just isn't your thing, this just isn't your thing. There's nothing I can do to make you bust out with the spirit of the season, then this isn't like, you know, the night before Christmas where I'm going to send the ghosts of, you know, Thanksgiving and Halloween, past, present, and future, to come and make you understand why these things are so special. Because if they're just not that big of a deal to you, they're just not that big of a deal.
Yeah, yeah. Really. Well, now a little bit on the positive side, I could reminisce a little bit about our dear friend Dave T, who's no longer with us, you know, former founding co-host of this podcast and you know, one of my best friends for a long time. He used to throw Halloween parties, and I would help him decorate, and it was a different theme every year. So, of course, he did a Star Wars theme one year, and I think one year he did Lord of the Rings. And so he was, it was always so interesting because, you know, he usually had the more laid back personality and I'm more the analytical perfectionist type personality. But when it came to Halloween, our personalities switched. Since I didn't put much stock in it, I was just like, you know, most people just want to come to a Halloween party to just drink and mingle. But he was like, we got to decorate and we got to do this theme and we got to, you know, do this, that, and the other, and arrange things. And you know, he would rearrange furniture and make sure every room had a different thing going on. And so it was so interesting to see him just invest time, money, effort, and stuff. And it was always fun to help him. And because I'm such an introvert, I didn't always look forward to the party itself. I think I always went. And some years I actually did have more fun than other years. There was even one or two years where I think I was one of the last ones to leave, which is kind of unusual. But it was always fun to get involved with his excitement over it and to help him do the decoration. And you know, so I guess I did kind of get into Halloween those years when he was throwing the Halloween party, but more so just kind of supporting him and going along with the ride with his excitement over it.
Much like the Great Pumpkin, no one will ever replace David T when it comes to celebrations of Halloween. I was at one of his Halloween parties, and it was a blast. I believe that was one of the last ones he ever threw. It was a blast. Over at our mutual friend Brandon's house for our Sunday school class. And it was a wonderful time. No, I totally get that. I'm just glad that, you know, you can at least lay back, relax, and let the rest of us stress out about all the fun we're going to have.
Well, so do you have any favorite movies that you watch around this time, or do you try to do different movies and different TV shows every year, or is it the same rewatch for Halloween season?
I try to watch the original Halloween movie because the original Halloween movie is one of those, like, here's the early slasher. It's not the dawn of the slasher, but it's early slasher, and it's really the slasher movie with the music. Mm-hmm. And I'm a music guy, so like the Halloween music is just magnificent. You know, the Halloween theme itself is lightly based around the Twilight Zone theme. Like, if you play them back to back, you're like, oh, I get where you, I get what's happening here. I understand what's going on. But even that, like, there's so much other music in the movie that's just so well done. And that's why I didn't love all of the latest Halloween trilogy, but I love those soundtracks because it was Carpenter back at the keyboard and giving us goodness, just reaching in and pulling out hit after hit yet again. Really wonderful music. And of course, you know, it's the boogeyman. And how do you kill the boogeyman? Well, no one knows. And then we get to the Universal Monsters. And That is just my childhood in a nutshell, because, you know, as a person with a disability, we all identify with the monsters in the horror movies because it's like, yeah, we get it. Like, the vampire can only come out at night and he's extremely weak. But if he does certain things and behaves a certain way and uses the things, his powers to his advantage, he can become the ruler of the night, right? Mm-hmm. Like Dracula. Dracula's the ruler of the night. And, you know, even with his limitations of not being able to walk around 12 hours of the day, he's still, you know, the baddest dude on the planet. And, you know, same thing with the werewolf and the mummy and Frankenstein both burn up with fire, but if you don't have a torch on you, they're going to get you any way, any time.
Yeah.
So it's just a wonderful time for any kind of tradition. I subscribe to AMC Plus, which has Shudder, and Shudder has curated selections selected by one Mr. Joe Bob Briggs of The Last Drive-In. That's just wonderful and has been wonderful to me since I discovered it over the pandemic and carried on well into today. It's a great show. He selects good movies. It's a great time. Just pull on up to the drive-in, order your drinks, and let Darcy bring some popcorn to you, and let's watch the movie and let her roll.
Yeah, sounds good. So is that type of thing where he watches a movie, but then every once in a while they cut in and kind of comment on it?
Yeah, it's like the old Monster Vision. I don't know if you ever watched that on like TNT.
No.
Well, they'll run the movie. Where they would cut for commercial break, he'll just cut in and kind of, you know, expound upon what you just saw and like who the actors and actresses were in the scene and what they did. If that was like the end of their role in the movie, they'll kind of give a more detailed backstory or, you know, give backstory to the scene. I highly recommend, if you can only pick one episode of The Last Drive-In to watch, I highly recommend the episode for One Cut of the Dead. That is quite possibly one of the best movies. I put it into the wheel or into our portal selections for a very good reason. You think it's going to be just a crazy zombie movie from Japan, and then it surprises you. And that's all I'll say.
Okay. Are you sure you put that in the list? I don't remember that one.
I did.
Okay.
If not, it should be on there.
Okay. Yeah. And speaking of that, we're getting this will be like somewhere in the 140s as far as episode numbers, and our seasons are usually 50 episodes long. So we might need to redo our list sometime coming up soon for episode 151. So if it's not on there already, you can get it on there later.
Well, yes, absolutely. Look forward to it, fans. It's coming. One Cut of the Dead, Discerning Geeks Portal. Speaking of our coming attractions, as most of you may know, or if you're a fan of this podcast, if not, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you. Please remember to tip Todd for the gas on this car ride. If you're aware, we have drawn in our random number generation selection the Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 1 Ranking the Movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, if this podcast ever explodes in popularity, I'm very certain that this list will be something that we get confronted about out in public.
I wouldn't bet any money on this podcast ever becoming popular with anyone.
Please do not confront Todd. He is an introvert. He is very scared.
Hi.
Confront me and I will listen to you for like 4 hours. On the Discord, because we have a private Discord for this, I started making the joke that I'm predicting all of the geeks' number one films except for my own, because I know that already and it's not very much of a prediction, rather just spoilers. Let me scroll up here in the Discord. I have for Dave, I predict his number one will be Iron Man. Why did I predict that? Because he loves movies that started off. He loves a good hero picture. He loves the witty guy that gets the girl. And that's Iron Man. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I go down a little bit. I finally make a prediction for dear Mr. Willard that I feel like his number one is going to be Captain America, the First Avenger. I feel like that is just, it's a golden age Hollywood, right? It's just something so utterly perfect about that picture when it comes to establishing Captain America that I just see Todd in it and I'm like, yeah, no, that's him. That's totally him. But realistically, if I'm going to pick something out of Phase 1 for him to really fall in love with, and this might be pushing it, I don't know, But I think overall, he's really going to select like something like Agent Carter. He'd really like Agent Carter. Now, as I say that, I'm sure Joanna's going to cut in and just be like,
cut in and say what? I was so hoping we were almost done.
Yeah, here's Todd saying over and over on this podcast that he didn't like Agent Carter as much. And I will be thoroughly embarrassed. So please cut to it now.
I'm pretty sure Todd has said that he did love Agent Carter. Or maybe that was Dave or Andrew. Wait, which one is Todd again?
And welcome back. And finally, we have our prediction for the gluten-free gladiator, Andrew. And that's Andrew with a U.
Isn't that bizarre?
How strange.
Weird, weird, weird.
Okay, a little nutty.
Thank you. And I picked that he will say the Avengers is his favorite Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 1 film. And that's all I will say on that particular subject. Maybe okay. I'm totally wrong. And maybe I at least got one of them right. You'll have to tune in and see.
I don't know if I want to spoil what my answer would be for mine. So I probably shouldn't confirm or deny whether you're right on that. But you want me to try to do my predictions?
Yeah, do your predictions.
I think Andrew might actually say The Incredible Hulk. If for no other reason, then I know he is really into bodybuilding and he likes just pure action stuff. And obviously nobody has more muscles than the Hulk. And also there's some pretty big action sequences in that movie. And so I think that maybe he might like that one. Now, I know Incredible Hulk is not well respected amongst the fandom. It's often put at the very bottom. So maybe Andrew goes along with everybody else and wouldn't put that at the top. But I have a hard time seeing him putting it at the bottom. So even if I'm wrong, it's probably still in the middle. Dave, ooh, that's tough with Dave. There might be three possibilities with Dave. Because we've already reviewed Iron Man, and I vaguely remember him feeling very positive about that movie. Well, in fact, let me say, we've reviewed all six of the MCU Phase 1 movies. It's been a while, and that was before that you joined us, but we have reviewed them, so those reviews are out there. I just haven't listened to them enough recently to have all of our grades fresh in my mind. But yeah, Dave could go three different ways. He could go with Iron Man because, yes, like you said, he likes the beginnings of things. And that is also a very high quality movie. It still holds up. But I think for some of the reasons you thought my pick would be Captain America, the First Avenger, I think he might also like that movie for similar reasons in that it's classic storytelling. It's also, you know, like I said, he's a history buff, and that one is a period piece. But I also think as another dark horse, he might also pick Incredible Hulk, because I vaguely remember that when we reviewed Incredible Hulk, we were all like, why do people hate this movie? I don't know. I guess if I had to pick one, I would actually say he might be the one to pick Captain America, the First Avenger as his favorite. But yeah, I think Iron Man and the Incredible Hulk would be two that are up there. I think your pick might be the Avengers, if for no other reason than when you did guess, when you made your first guess at what we would like, you were thinking that we would all pick the Avengers. And I didn't know if that's just what you thought we would pick, or if that was so much your pick that you have a hard time imagining anybody picking something different. So I'm guessing that the Avengers is your pick. And then, like I said, I can't confirm or deny what mine is yet. I will say that in case we were going to do this today, because originally we were going to probably do that and a Ghostbusters review today, but they were both Andrew picks, and then Andrew had to back out at the last minute, which is one of the reasons we're doing just a drive time today. But I have been trying to prepare for the MCU topic by reviewing the movies, at least skimming through them, if not watching them completely. And I will say that two of mine actually switched in rank just barely. They must have already been close, because I adjusted one category in my spreadsheet by 1 point and it flip-flopped two of the movies. So I was a little bit surprised by that, but then again, not totally, because I was already thinking maybe this other movie is better than the other one after all. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that topic to see how that one goes and see if whether our guesses are right or not.
Yes, and of course, at the end of the MCU, Joanna will thoroughly berate both of us if we got them all wrong
or all right. I'll berate you either way,
or just be like, well, you know, one of you was okay. So look forward to our robot assistant ripping us a new one.
Me too.
In the future episodes, as she always does. We love her to death dearly. She's the cornerstone of this whole scenario.
Yes, we love her, and we have to say that because we're scared of her.
I would rather be feared than loved.
Very terrified. Very terrified. She has the Xena, you know, the frisbee thing, and it's very terrifying. It comes close to taking off my head a couple of times. So yeah, with that, I think I see the hotel up ahead, and it's time for us to stop. Everyone, stretch our legs and unload the car and settle in for a good night's rest. I want to thank Todd again for joining me on this journey. I want to thank all of you for listening. And I want you to remember that we're on all of the social medias, but I believe Snapchat, Tumblr, and Pinterest. We don't have those, but we do have a Facebook, a Twitter. I'm not calling it X. I'm sorry, Elon. We have that. We have an email address. Please email us if you have any thoughts you'd like us to know. That's how I got on this podcast. I'd like everyone to remember is I emailed the podcast first, and then I became a known quantity. So maybe if you'd like to join us, drop us an email. Who knows? We have that. We have the Facebook. Am I forgetting anything?
Well, that email address is just discerninggeeks@gmail.com. And yes, we are technically on Facebook and Twitter, but just in case somebody does check them out and they're disappointed, I have to like follow my sword and remind people I'm behind on both of those. So one of these days, if work calms down, I'm going to be able to catch up on other things, including social media. And you joke about Twitter and not wanting to call it X. I also am starting to hear rumors that they might start charging. So I don't know. Maybe we will not be on Twitter/X forever. Maybe we might try something different like Mastodon or I've been tempted.
I can invite us to Blue Sky.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I tried to sign up, but I noticed it was invitation only. And so I think I'm on a waiting list for that. But yeah, maybe we could do that.
Yeah, I have Blue Sky invitation. So if you want me to send you a Blue Sky invitation, I can.
Okay. All right. And then I'm also kind of tempted to start maybe a Discord, what is it, channel, server, whatever it is, as maybe a place to just do kind of more lifetime discussions rather than, you know, having to wait for input or a post on Twitter or Facebook.
That works. I think too, also subscribing to the podcast helps. Podcast helps get your push notification, and hopefully one day we will get our courage together. We will fire up the GPUs and we will actually put something on the YouTube account.
Yeah, I think a long time ago, Andrew actually did do that, but I'm not sure if there was difficulty in that or if he just did it as an experiment or what. But yeah, we didn't quite keep up with it.
I feel like it's something we should look into. Maybe we could take advantage of the largest social media platform in existence currently. And then maybe one day we'll figure out how to make 15-second clips and put them on TikTok. I don't know what you do on TikTok. I'm not on there. It's terrifying.
Yeah, I kind of like TikTok sometimes, but I don't know how we would do it with an audio-only podcast.
That's the thing. I feel like we would have to commission some kind of cartoon or something. Both of which I'm a fan of, but also, you know, I feel like that would cost a lot of money. While it would be great, you know, kind of want to make sure I can recoup the loss there, you know. Hey, who knows? Maybe I'll get generous after tax season 1 year and be like, yeah, I'm going to commission, you know, the Killer Clowns opening. And we're going to animate the Killer Clowns opening. We'll just post that everywhere one day. Be like, oh my God, this is great. Also, again, I want to wish everyone a happy Dave Teague Day. And, we're a little bit late on this, but it was Dave Teague Day. Todd, help me out.
2 days ago, it was on. We're recording right now on September 23rd, and yeah, his birthday was September 21st. Yeah.
So again, happy Dave Teague Day, one and all. Please remember to tip your waitresses, enjoy a nice Pabst Blue Ribbon. Don't get caught up in pretentious anything. Enjoy your life how you would want to live it. And always remember there's a gorgeous redhead just right around the corner waiting to fall in love with you. Miss you, Dave.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. Miss Dave very much. Yeah, so everybody be well, be safe, and continue to enjoy whatever makes you a discerning geek.
Salutations.
May the Force be with you.
Always.